Tonight, I don't have much of an outdoor podcast. I don't have anything at all. But what I do have is a good man to man. It's been on my heart for a few weeks, and I really want to talk about it tonight. It's called Closing the Chapter. Okay? Closing the Chapter and why it's important. So chapters are events in our life that have shaped us into who we are. It could have been a good chapter with a lot of good positive flow, or it could have been a pretty rough chapter that we learned stuff from. It's how you grow as people is the chapters that you go through. But sometimes those chapters are really, really hard, and they don't close the way we want them to close. And when that happens, we struggle. Negativity brews, and we just stop growing as people. If anything, it almost sets us into reverse the way we are. Your mindset gets bad. You get negative. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Now, the reason that chapters can be hard to close, and look, I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm not reading anything off this. This whole man-to-man is straight off the cuff. I'm speaking from personal experience when I'm talking to you guys on this, okay? They're hard to close for the reason, and that's because that chapter didn't come to an end the way you wanted it to. You could have lost your job. It could have been a bad breakup, a relationship ended, a divorce, a death, things that you had no control over that ended, and now you're trying to figure out, you're trying to grasp how to get past it. Well, it's important to close them, because if you can't close them, if you can't close these chapters and move forward, you'll never grow. You're going to be stagnant exactly where you are in life because you can't experience new things. See, if you're like me, you're a Gen Xer, okay? There used to be a song by Semisonic. Do you guys remember the old Semisonic song? Closing Time. If you went to the bar at any time during the late, I think it probably was 2000s, early 2000s, you heard, if you were one of the few that made it to 2 a.m., you heard the song Closing Time. And at the end of Closing Time, do you remember what the famous words were at the end of Closing Time? I'll never forget when I actually heard what they were and understood what they meant. Closing Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And what that means is something that once began had to end for a new beginning to happen. That's why chapters have to close. The reason that I wanted to do this podcast is because of two things that have recently happened in my life. Two people that I care about a lot have been struggling with stuff that they can't put in the past. They can't leave it where it was, and they can't close that chapter. I've watched both of these people experience extreme negativity, anger, and just focus on what happened in the past. You know, when that happens, you neglect to see what's going on in the future. You don't see the good things that are happening in your life. And that eats at you, and it just consumes you because you can't get past that wrong. You can't close that chapter. What you end up doing is you'll wake up every day. It's the first thing on your mind. Your day has started negative right off the jump. And then you go through the rest of the day, and your whole day turns into junk because of this negative thing that has happened in your life. You come home, your family doesn't even want to talk to you because you are so negative. And trust me, when that happens, now your negativity is spewing onto your people, onto your family, onto your coworkers, because you can't close that chapter. I've been that coworker. I've been that person who spills it and releases and just talks about this and is consumed with it. It wears on your fellow coworkers. I'm blessed. I have good people I work with that have listened to me complain more than they get paid to. Thank you. If you're my coworker, I know I've spilled some stuff on you. Thank you for listening to me. But guys, we've got to be able to get away from that negative and close those chapters. Now, how do you close them? You're like, gee, I want to get past it, but I don't know how to close that chapter. Well, some things that has helped me in the past. First of all, it's not easy to close the chapter, but the things that you do is you change. You make a conscious effort to change whatever reminds you of that chapter. It could be a route to work that you passed this person who wronged you. Take a different route. It could be taking a break from social media for a little while because you keep seeing this negative thing that bothers you. Whatever it is, you have to change. Now, there may be a certain instance you say, gee, I can't make that kind of change because I have to see this every day. I have to face this every day. What I say to you now is when you think about this, start thinking of that in positive terms. Don't think about the negative. Think about the positive things that has happened, because there has to be some positive things that have been happened around that subject. Something has to have positively happened. Something good has to have come from some of that. Even if it's a little win, it's still a win. Let me tell you the story of a guy that I went to a men's thing at North Monroe Baptist several months ago. This dude, it was a men's thing. Several churches got together. Everybody gave their testimony. And at the end, there was this guy that got up and he was consumed with a wrong that had happened to him, to the point to where he thought about killing the person who had wronged him. Literally said if the situation presented itself, he would have probably killed this person. He was that kind of consumed. I'm sitting here, and I mean, this dude was serious. But he ended up closing the chapter. He forgave the guy. He prayed to God to help him forgive this person who had wronged him in his life, and he was able to. And when that happened, that other person ended up coming to him and asked for forgiveness and confessed that he had done him wrong and just really spilled his heart and soul out. And these two were able to mend that broken bond. Guys, I'm telling you, if you can't get past this negativity and whatever's going on in your life, it will eat you from the inside out. It will produce a cancer in you. You will not be able to let go. You have to be able to close that chapter and let that new beginning begin. That's the only way you're going to grow as a person. It's stuff I practice every day. I'm not good at it, but I practice it. I do the best I can, and that way it helps me to grow. I hope you guys got something out of this one. Try to close that chapter, man. If you've got something bothering you, let it go. Let it go. There's nothing you can do about it right now that's going to change it, except let it go. You cannot control anything but your reaction to that situation. My name is Greg Hicks. I hope you guys got something out of it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.